I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. There's been yet another twist in Alabama's same-sex marriage controversy. APR's Alex Aubuchon reports Mobile County's probate judge Don Davis is under orders from the Alabama Supreme Court not to issue any more licenses to gay couples, despite what a federal court ruled.
Mobile County Probate Judge Don Davis seems caught between U.S. District Judge Callie Grenade and the state Supreme Court. Once Alabama's gay marriage ban was overturned, Chief Justice Roy Moore told county probate judges not to issue any licenses to gay couples. Grenade then amended her ruling, forcing Davis to issue licenses to four couples suing for the right to marry. Because of that, the state Supreme Court left Davis out of their recent decision once again banning same-sex marriage. But as of today, they've written him back in. The court argues that Davis was only forced to issue licenses in that one case, and since he issued them, he was no longer bound by federal ruling. The issue likely won't be resolved until later this year when the U.S. Supreme Court makes a national ruling. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
University of Alabama students have elected the second Black Student Government Association president in the organization's 100-year history. Elliot Spillers, a junior from Pelham, was elected president for the 2014-15 school year, defeating junior Stephen Keller of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Tuesday. Spillers will succeed SGA President Hamilton Bloom. The Tuscaloosa News reports that Spillers will be the first Black executive to lead the student organization since Cleo Thomas, who was elected in 1976. And a familiar name and voice to listeners of Alabama Public Radio will be honored tomorrow. Writer and APR commentator Catherine Tucker Windham is this year's inductee to the Alabama Women's Hall of Fame. Windham will join past honorees including activist and writer Helen Keller and Hollywood actress Tallulah Bankhead. Windham worked as a newspaper reporter before becoming an author, storyteller, and radio commentator. We spoke with former APR manager Bo Pittman. After Windham's passing, he recalled one story about kudzu.
She talked about how you could go out and be playing next to the kudzu in the field, and when you started running back to the house, by the time you got there, the kudzu had passed you and was already at the house in its growth. That was one of my favorites of all time.
Windham will be inducted tomorrow during a ceremony at Judson College near Selma. Cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley, central Alabama, and the Mobile and Gulf Coast area with lows from the lower 50s to the mid-60s. I'm Mackenzie Bates for Alabama Public Radio News.